Rishabh Pant is the star. India win the test. They win the series. And they win the hearts and minds of cricket fans all around the world.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to another episode of the Gentleman's Game podcast. In this episode, I will be focusing on Australia's tour of India, the World Test Championship final scenarios, and I will be analysing the squads for this Border Gavaskar trophy. The World Test Championship final is just around the corner, with this series, the Australian tour of India, most likely determining the finalists. In this cycle of the World Test Championship, each team gets 12 points for a win, 4 for a draw, and 6 for a tie. The standings of the team in the table depends not only on the number of points, but on the points percentage. With narrowly missing out on a whitewash against South Africa at home, Australia have all but ensured their qualifications for the final. A draw in any one of the matches would mean that they qualify, provided that they do not concede any penalty points, which is due to the slow over rate. However, if India do whitewash Australia with a clean 4-0 sweep, Sri Lanka could qualify, provided that they win their away series in New Zealand 2-0. Australia will automatically qualify if Sri Lanka draw even one match in New Zealand. For India though, it's a totally different ballgame. They will qualify regardless of other results if they win 3-1 or better, but a 2-2 draw against Australia means that they could finish outside the top 2 if Sri Lanka win 2-0 against New Zealand. Assuming South Africa win 2-0 against West Indies at home, India will have to get more than 21 points to finish above them. A 1-0 series victory or a 2-2 draw would be enough for that, but if they draw 1-1 against Australia, India could well finish outside the top 2. Let's see how the squads stack up for this Australian tour of India. Australia have already been dealt with a blow before the series has started, with pacer Mitchell Starc injured and out of the first test. But Cameron Green has become available for the tests, which would come as a relief to the Aussies, seeing how much they have depended on him with both bat and ball. Australia have one of the best batting lineups in the world, with Kawaja, a brilliant player of spin as he showed in their subcontinent tour in Pakistan, opening along with the double centurion Warner. Australia's middle order is the best in the world currently, with world number 1 Manas Labuschagne and number 2 Smith at 3 and 4 respectively, and the informed Travis Head at 5. All these three also provide that crucial part-time spinning option, especially with Head bowling well over the summer. The squad contains only one keeper in Alex Carey, with Peter Hanscomb, a backup batsman, likely to take the gloves in case of an injury to Carey. Hanscomb has been preferred over the usual backup, Marcus Harris, because of his previous experience in India, while Matthew Renshaw offers the bowling option in case of any injury. Lance Morris has retained his place in the squad. He offers the fast bowling option, with speeds hitting 150 km per hour. Bolland also retains his place, while Cummins and Hazelwood are likely to start. They have picked 4 spinners in their squad, with off-spinner Todd Murphy gaining a maiden call-up for an away series. Their other spinners include the left-armer Agar, the leggy Swepson, and their main off-spinner Nathan Lyon. Zampa was reportedly expecting a call-up for the Test series, after making a first appearance to the Sheffield Shield after 3 years, but he has not been picked up, with selector Bailey emphasizing that he was still their main white ball spinner. Another person with a strong case for selection is Matthew Conaman, a left-armer who has had a much better record in first-class cricket than their other left-armer, Agar, who had an average of 75 against right-handers and 51 against left-handers. With Australia preferring a left-armer in the team, I would have personally given a go to Kurnaman. Their spinner to partner Lyon looks like Agar in spite of his poor record, because Swepson, who was given the opportunity last time out against Pakistan, not performing well, while Murphy, who possesses a brilliant first-class record, bowling off-spin, the same as Nathan Lyon. Meanwhile, India have gone with an expected squad. Their captain Rohit Sharma will open the batting, but his partner spot is still undecided. India have a tough choice between the experienced Rahul and the in-form Gill. Their middle order looks settled with the rejuvenated Pujara at 3. With his white ball form regained, Kohli will look to emulate that success at number 4 for India in the red ball. Shreyas Iyer will also look to continue his good form at 5, while KS Bharat is likely to get the nod for the wicketkeeper in the absence of Rishabh Pant, who suffered an accident and is likely to miss most of the action in 2023. Kishan is likely to provide competition to Bharat, while Sky is just in the squad in case of an injury. Ashwin is surely going to get into the team, and if Jadeja is fit, it could be a tough choice between him and Akshar Patel for the number 7 spot. India could take them both in the team by replacing a quick bowler. India have Shami coming back to lead the attack, with in-form Siraj, experienced Umesh and left-armer Unnadkat there in the squad. If India do opt for 3 spinners, Shami will likely lead the attack with Siraj and Umesh, direct rivals for the other spot. Siraj's white ball form could give him the nod. Kuldeep Yadav is also present in the squad and might get a game if Jadeja is injured and India need 3 spinners. Manas Labuschagne and Smith against the Indian spinner Ashwin could be an interesting matchup, with Labuschagne openly stating that he has been plotting how to tackle the Ashwin barricade and stating that he is interested for their game of chess. King Kohli against the number 1 bowler in the world, Paddy Cummins, also proves to be an interesting matchup. Cummins' bounce and his good lengths could be tough for Virat to encounter. We all remember Pujara literally putting his body on the line for his country last time down under. He will play an important role in this series since his record against Australia with an average of 54 is enviable. The first test is set to begin on February 9th at Nagpur, and with the qualification hopes of 4 teams pinned on this series, it could very well be an enthralling one. The first test is set to begin at Nagpur on Feb 9th, and with the qualification hopes of 4 teams pinned on this series, it could very well be an enthralling one.